And it's time once again for a tiny desert concert. This is when we bring local Arizona musicians into the KJZZ studios to play a couple of songs for us and talk a bit about the music. Today we hear from singer-songwriter Max Naus. He's a veteran of other local bands, but now he's on his own and just released his first solo album, Dinosaur from Jensen. Soft and ethereal, Naus's gentle guitar melodies paired with his lilting voice create a sound that is both soothing and full of longing. Now, since some of his favorite collaborators joined us in the KJZZ studios, I started by asking him how his training in jazz and experience playing in other bands shape his music now.
For me, those musics all bleed together. I mean, I just think it's, you know, American music. And the longer I've played, the less I've cared to try to figure out what I'm doing stylistically. I just think that that question is more of an afterthought, which shouldn't, you know, happen while you're creating it.
So are you open to sort of whatever comes into your mind from a creative standpoint? I mean, you're obviously not pigeonholing yourself, even if others maybe want to do that at times, because it's easier to understand, I think, if people could say, well, this sounds more like this to me and this sounds more like this. Do you feel like what you're creating is something that is a blend depending on how you're feeling and the people you're working with, depending on where that creative juice comes from?
I mean, I would say yes. I definitely felt like earlier in my life I was more concerned with those things, with labels, and I think the way of saying that, of blending genres, I mean, I don't think that's even exactly it. You know what I mean? I think each piece is a singularity.
So Max, you and the band are going to play a song for us. What's it going to be?
This song is called Their Little Garden.
Thank you.
your voice is very haunting. And I wonder how important you think that is to what you're trying to get across. Does that affect you in terms of, are you thinking about your voice with these lyrics and with these songs?
I mean, I'd like to say no, I don't think about it at all, but it's a never-ending struggle, I think, to sound like you.
So lyrics seem to be a really huge thing when we listen to the music that you do, because it really does feel like stories. And I know songs are supposed to sound like that, but in essence, the lyrics that you have seem more expansive to me, and they seem much less simple. Even if at its core we're all human beings and there's a universal truth and whatnot, when you write lyrics, how important is that to you when you're processing the whole music overall?
I think about that in a similar way to like the style question, like not thinking about, is this expansive or is this simple or whatever. I mean, I hope that there's a simple, you know, truth at the core of a song for sure, or a lyric.
Are there certain themes that are most important to you when you're writing lyrics? I mean, how does that come across to you? And how often do you write songs? Do you try to write songs together? And do you write a song all at once? Or is there a process to that as well?
It's sort of random, I guess. It's kind of scattered. Some songs will sort of just come out of nowhere in the more like romantic way. And then other ones, it's like, it might take me like years to like figure out how to put it together to like where I feel like I'm actually saying what I want to say.
Now, is that something that you can recognize? I hate to use the pat phrase, the aha moment, but do you feel like that as a musician? Sometimes you know that this subject, this feeling is going to turn into something.
Yes, actually, profoundly, yes. Sometimes it's a very, very long aha, you know, over years. But for certain musical ideas, they can kind of arise and it's like, oh, that's such like the feeling that I want to convey or whatever. And then after that, there's a long, laborious process to get it to the final product, I guess. But I think there is a seed, an original seed to that.
And Max, why don't you take us out on a song?
All right. Thank you for having me. This song's called Corduroy Tattoo.
Corduroy Tattoo.
Corduroy Tattoo.
That's how you know you're blue.
Know you're blue.
Corduroy Tattoo.
That's Phoenix singer-songwriter Max Nows performing for us at Spot 127 East. You can see a video of his performance and other Tiny Desert concerts at kjzz.org/tinydesertconcert. And if you're in a band or know of one you'd like to hear on KJZZ, just send us a quick note, theshow@kjzz.org.
Safely circumvent.